This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company and a brand new guest. We're talking about Cannabis Life Science Holdings USA, Inc., a trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol CLSH. And with us today is the co-founder of the company. He's also the chairman and CEO, Jeff Binder. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of about statement of who you guys are and how you make your money, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Sure. Cannabis Life Sciences started as a science-based company. We have an intellectual property that allows us to extract and convert the cannabinoids from the marijuana plant more efficiently at a lesser cost, and also a cleaner product with more THC than through normal extraction and conversion processes. That's something we've been working on for the last 2.5 years. As of December 24th of this year, we got our notice of allowance of patent, and now we plan on implementing that intellectual property into the market. Additionally, we are under contract to acquire a company that operates under Oasis in the Las Vegas area. They're a fully integrated cannabis marijuana company, and we can go into more details on that, but that's the broad picture.
You know, I saw that you guys did put out a press release from you received a patent from the patent office for your extraction conversion methodology. My question to you is, can you explain to our audience the potential for that proprietary extraction conversion process and how you guys intend to maximize the value of that particular asset?
Sure. As I already mentioned to you, what the patent allows us to do by acquiring the Oasis company, we're going to be able to put that into a money-making opportunity by doing the extraction and conversion, not only for the Oasis operation, which is a dispensary, a grow, and what will be our patented process for extraction and conversion, but for the entire Nevada market. In addition, we'll be licensing our technology outside the United States. We're in discussions with some very large companies in Canada. And thirdly, we will be looking to either license or joint venture in other states with regard to this process. So we're looking at and are in discussions with people right now in Colorado, in Washington, in Oregon, and Massachusetts.
You know, cannabis market is a huge market, especially now that it's went from illegal to legal. And you guys expect the market to reach about $30 billion by 2021. What makes your company such a great investment right now?
Well, I think two things. I think one, the fact that after 2.5 years, we did get our patents issued, and we simply have a what they call a better mousetrap as far as extraction and conversion is concerned. So that allows us to go into these markets, save the people that are growing and want to do extraction and conversion, not only save them money on that process, but also to create a better product for them. One of the biggest issues facing the cannabis industry today is consistency of product.
Absolutely.
So through our process, we're able to isolate the various cannabinoids, and that gives us the basic ingredients for the cake. Once we know what our clients or for our own products, what the recipe is, then we can do it with consistency. And other companies haven't been able to do that, to my knowledge. We are able to do that.
You know, I keep on getting more and more phone calls into my office about how many of these cannabis companies are popping up, some private, some public. Do you see an opportunity for consolidation in the market, say whereby in 3 or 5 years, there's going to be fewer dominant players in this space?
Yeah, we see with the regulation that is coming into place in the state level and what will be coming in place in a federal level in the next 3 to 5 years, everything we do is science-based, and we're doing everything. Our facilities contain ISO-certified labs, and they meet the same standards as pharmaceutical companies' current regulations. So we see the what I call mom and pop shops not being able to comply with those regulations from a knowledge standpoint or the dollars it takes. So over the next, I'd say, 5 to 7 years, we feel there'll be maybe a dozen dominant players, very much like the tobacco industry, the liquor industry, the pharmaceutical industry. And we intend to be one of those dominant players in the industry.
You've been listening to Jeff Binder. He's the co-founder, chairman, CEO of Cannabis Life Science Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol CLSH. Well, I got you on the line here, Jeff. You know, there's a lot of guys that come into a publicly traded company. They finagle their way. They really don't put in a lot of skin in the game. They don't put very much money. You know, if you could, I'd like to know, how much skin do you have in the game, and also your partners?
Okay. Well, there's three partners. One partner is a nuclear chemist and physicist. He donated all of the IP, and additionally, anything that he creates or develops around the cannabis industry, and there are several things that he is in the process of developing, will belong to the public company. Myself and my partner are the business side, and we have something more than $6 million of money currently invested in the company, and that is in the form of equity. So we're totally committed.
You know, can we switch gears a little bit and get back to the acquisition of Oasis Cannabis? I'm trying to understand some of the 8Ks and the press release. You guys made one or two payments. When are those revenues going to fall on your balance sheet, and when are you guys going to own that 100%?
Okay, so right now it was three payments. The second payment was made, as a matter of fact, last week. The third and final payment will be made in the next 90 days, and that'll give us 100% of the ownership, which will allow the revenues to flow directly to our P&L. Oasis is currently doing about $17,000 a day in their dispensary and about $200,000 a month in wholesale. So they're currently doing approximately $725,000 a month. We will build out their facility. We will, again, implement our IP and put in an extraction and conversion facility. And Oasis has put together a projection, and we believe that sometime over the next 12 to 18 months on an annualized basis, just from the Oasis operation, they should be doing $25 to $30 million in revenues with earnings of $5 to $7 million. And that's without us going ahead and licensing and getting the benefits from our IP separate and apart from Oasis.
Do you guys have any additional license that you're going to bring on board, or M&As that you're currently looking at?
Yeah, there's other things that we are looking at that are complementary to what we're doing. Specifically, we're looking at some things in Canada right now, but those aren't at a point yet where I'm ready to discuss them with the public.
Jeff Binder is our guest today. You've been listening to him. He's the co-founder, chairman, and CEO of the company Cannabis Life Science. Take a look at them. They're trading around 80 to 85 cents a share. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol CLSH. In closing here, Jeff, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Yeah, I would suggest to the listeners that obviously we would like them to look at our company very closely. There are several good companies in the industry today, but you need to look at what people need to look at before they invest their money is some of the things you ask. Do the principals have their money invested? Are they on sound footing? We basically have no debt in the company. Those are the things that they should be looking at. And hopefully when they do, they'll see that CLSH is a great opportunity.
Jeff, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 to 50 days and give us all an update.
Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.